Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 12, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. MIR-499 in platelet-derived extracellular vesicles augments inflammatory cell generation and cardiac remodeling after myocardial infarction. This study investigated the mechanisms by which myocardial infarction triggers myelopoiesis and exacerbates disease pathology. Researchers induced myocardial infarction in mice and found that platelet-derived extracellular vesicles containing microRNA-499 augmented inflammatory cell generation and cardiac remodeling. This discovery indicates that microRNA-499 from platelet extracellular vesicles plays a critical role in promoting adverse cardiac remodeling and identifies a potential therapeutic target. Article number 2. Enhanced antigen presentation by macrophages promotes human atherosclerosis progression. Therapeutic implications. This research explored the role of adaptive immune responses in human atherosclerosis progression. Using RNA sequencing and immunohistochemistry on human atherosclerotic plaques, the study revealed that enhanced antigen presentation by macrophages promotes the disease. This finding highlights the critical involvement of macrophage-driven immune responses in atherosclerosis pathology and suggests novel therapeutic strategies targeting this pathway. Article number 3. Endotypes of angina with non-obstructive coronary arteries, a prospective multicenter study. This prospective multicenter study aimed to better diagnose and treat angina with non-obstructive coronary arteries, a prevalent myocardial ischemic syndrome. Researchers enrolled consecutive patients undergoing coronary functional testing across 9 centers to identify distinct hemodynamic endotypes. The study successfully stratified patients into these endotypes, demonstrating differential responses to specific treatments and thereby establishing a foundation for a precision medicine approach. Article number 4. Aspirin, or P2Y12, inhibitor monotherapy in atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. This review examined the current evidence comparing aspirin and P2Y12 inhibitor monotherapy for the long-term management of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. While aspirin has been the traditional cornerstone antiplatelet therapy, the review highlights emerging evidence suggesting P2Y12 inhibitors may be more than just an alternative. The findings suggest that P2Y12 inhibitors may be preferred over aspirin as a single antiplatelet agent, offering a significant therapeutic consideration for clinicians. Article number 5. Association of moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation with exercise hemodynamics and outcomes in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, multicenter study. This multicenter study investigated the clinical significance of moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation during evaluation for unexplained dyspnea. Researchers assessed 258 patients with exercise heart failure with preserved ejection fraction using exercise right heart catheterization. They found that moderate to severe tricuspid regurgitation was independently associated with worse exercise capacity and adverse 5-year clinical outcomes, underscoring its prognostic importance in this patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.